It's a literal shocker. Two in the goo, one in the poo.
I'd like to think that I'd be able to do it, but I couldn't even have Tommy put that tampon in my ass.
You're listening to this news podcast.
Shannon.
I don't have to ask for oral or anal because those are my only options.
Do I have to do anything gay besides getting fucking ass?
From Studio 206.
Are we recording now?
We're on location today, man.
I know, right?
We are coming live.
We got the backstage pass to big things that are happening.
Big things.
We are in Studio 206 in parts unknown somewhere in America. USA.
I'm all aflutter. This is like, I'm really having a fangirl moment right now.
Well, it's huge. It's huge. Thanks for coming, guys. It's really been amazing. Experience.
Yeah, no, I'm humbled to be here and just be a part
of it. As you should be. Yeah. Just like everybody, you know?
I mean, so far, you've gotten to watch me eat for like an hour.
Yeah.
First, wait for food for a half hour and then
eat. Ian, what time are you going to get here? I don't want to be up all night. No, I'm going to get there early, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
9 o'clock.
And then I made sure I grabbed that aluminum foil tray you were eating out of so I could auction it on eBay. You know, you got to give the people what they want.
People like what I eat out of.
Yeah, they do.
I mean,
some people.
People like what I eat out of.
Yeah.
Whatever. We don't concern ourselves with that.
Nice.
So Studios 206, which is the home of the brand new Adam Izzo web sensation. Adam Izzo Show.
Nice. I like that. Which you're a part of.
So what's going on? Are you doing this show now? Like, what? Tell us about it.
You're doing the show with me, dick. Don't be a dick.
You just pulled the veil off.
I know. But
I'm
I'm
very excited that Adam's here. I get all a tingle.
You love Adam.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah, really.
Who doesn't love Adam Izzo?
It's amazing, really.
Well, every other woman besides Shannon, but outside of that.
Yeah, right. It's amazing.
What dude doesn't love Adam Izzo?
Right.
That's more like
it. Thank you.
Very few.
That's why therapy works.
Who don't you like Adam Izzo? Do you have any enemies? All right, that's good.
That was deafening.
That's good. No, but I think he's actually trying to think.
I was trying to think. I don't really have enemies.
We can add some cool thinking music.
People are douchebags, you know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that they're always a douchebag. They're just, I wouldn't say they're enemy. They're just being a douchebag. You know.
They experience manifestations of their negative energy. People do.
Oh, you're deep. Since the last time I talked to you, Shane.
Oh, you have
really
no idea.
That's what all the guys say.
Unbelievable.
The hell did you come up with that? That's nice.
There's a lot of layers to me.
Yeah, you're like an onion and just peeling you back.
Oh, yeah. I'm like a tiramisu, my friend.
Oh, really? Tiramisu. Yeah.
I got that creamy filling and the dark parts will keep you awake at night.
Yeah, that was worth
it.
No, it wasn't.
No, that'll make it. That'll
just
make
cut
it.
The whole thing.
I'll make it.
That's great.
Meh.
That was good, though. Thinking quick. That was pretty good.
All right, well, it's been fun, guys.
Yeah, that's good.
How come you're not using your Izzo mug? Whatever. What does that even say? Does that say courage?
Yes.
What is that? Well, can you read that mug?
Serenity.
Serenity.
Oh, the serenity prayer on a mug? You fucking douche. You're a douchebag.
You know what? Just because I have that, you're a douchebag.
Are you voting for Trump?
Am I? I think I might. I think I might.
Are you voting at all?
If I vote, it would probably be for Trump right now.
Okay.
But that
for
know,
comedy
still,
purposes or for political purposes?
I don't know. For a little bit of both.
Purposes.
What are you voting for?
I'm feeling the burn. But I've been prescribed an ointment.
Yes.
So.
She's going to say that every week, and then one time it's going to hit really hard.
it's like podcast roulette.
Who are you voting for?
I'm probably not going to. I don't vote, but I would probably lean toward Bernie Sanders if I was going to vote, but
Sanders?
I'm not. No, I don't. I mean, yeah, it's fine. It's a little bit unrealistic.
He's going to put me through college, Izzo.
I know. That's the problem.
Well, BJ's going to put you through
You're
college.
You're going to put me through college.
Right. That's
He's going to pay
right.
your bills.
That's the problem.
Bernie Sanders going to pay your bills.
Unbelievable.
We could join his team.
But you two would be great on Sanders' team.
Oh, yeah. We're exactly what he's looking for.
Right.
I'm more of a Scott Sanders guy.
Yeah. You look like Scott Sanders.
Do I?
Though, but yeah.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah. You know, I like that.
There's a herd of reindeer on your roof.
Yeah.
There's a prancing and pawing.
So what else? What else is going on, man? You don't want to talk about the show? Fine.
No. Let's talk about it. What do you think so far? You like it?
The studio has them very tight-lipped.
Yeah, they're trying not to have any leaks.
All I can tell you is this. We were signed for a second. Well, you know this. The second season.
You can announce it now. We've been renewed. We've been renewed by ourselves.
You guys got picked up?
We got picked up for a second season.
That's amazing.
It's really amazing.
I know that YouTube is really, you know, being pretty selective these days, so that's a high honor.
But we have big things happening. Shannon. For the second season.
I can't wait. Good. I feel a tingle in my gooch.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
That's how I know things are happening.
I mean, there are bigger things. I mean, I don't like to say this. There's bigger things than that coming up.
We hope so.
Her wedding. Shannon's wedding.
We hope so. Yeah. Shannon's wedding has been expedited.
Expedited,
like
right.
A package being shipped from California to New York.
You know what? Overnight that motherfucker.
Yeah, so her wedding, which was supposed to be toward the summer of 17, spring of 17, is now in the early spring of 16.
Yep.
There's no nerves right there at that point. You know, like when you get married and stuff, you're a little nervous.
Or you just
like,
vomit.
But it's like 10 months away.
I sent my fiance a meme today, which had like a cake topper where it was like the girl grabbing the guy by the collar. And it said next to it in like fancy script, it was like, just remember, it's too late to back out. Because I think we've both had those moments recently where it's like, Jesus Christ. This is happening.
Have you really, seriously, have you thought about like, hey, listen, you know what? Maybe we should just wait.
I've, you know, offered him the get out of jail free pass a few times and he doesn't seem to want to take the bait. So no,
I think you guys are a good couple. Seriously.
Thank you.
Guys, yeah, I think they match up pretty well.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because BJ is kind of very conservative and you're like wild child.
Pardon me?
No, but you are. You're wild. More than BJ.
Well, yeah. But anybody compared to BJ.
I mean, come on. You guys...
Well, I remember the time we did that show, I think it was Durkin's show in Broadway Comedy Club. We were all on it. And then afterwards, we all met up at that bar briefly. Adam and I didn't say long. Adam was like... And so did I. BJ wanted to leave. Like, he wanted to leave now.
And you did not want to go.
You can see on his face, he's like, I don't want to go anywhere.
That was the night he proposed.
Really?
That night.
That's why he was excited.
That
then.
Was the night he proposed when we got back home.
So he wasn't miserable. He was nervous.
He proposed.
We were part of that.
The night of that show, that Snow White and the Seven Dwarves show.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So was
because you were having a good time and he was like, had nothing to do with it.
Well, I guess now we know he was preoccupied with that. He wasn't Debbie Downer. He wanted to get home and get to business.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I don't, I mean, at that point, he doesn't even know for sure you're going to say yes, or had that been pre-discussed?
I think it was pretty.
Okay, so it wasn't that
factor.
He
was pretty sure.
Right.
Because I knew he had the ring.
He didn't know that you knew?
No, everybody knew.
So, right. He had the ring after the second week, I think.
Yeah, no, he was like.
After the second week of dating, didn't he have the ring?
No.
He got the ring when we were.
Come on.
See.
The day he met her.
No, not that.
First, I planned the idea of getting the ring. After we'd been together for like 2 months, month and a half, and then
what do you mean you set some kind of like subliminal messages to him?
Goofy.
No, he the first time he proposed in air quotes was 2 weeks into the relationship
in a liquor
we
store.
We were
right?
walking into a liquor store, and as we stepped onto the thing that opens the doors, like the electronic doors,
look at Adam's face.
He turns to me and looks me dead in the eye, and he goes. I'm going to ask you a question, but you can't answer me for 2 years. I was like, okay, maybe this is a better question for when we're leaving the liquor
Cabernet
store.
Cabernet or Merlot?
Yeah. A lot of what I'm getting depends on what this is. Like, is this a tequila kind of question? Is this
That's pretty funny.
Champagne?
That is, yeah.
So.
Liquid plumber.
I was like, okay, fine, what? And he goes, all right, but don't answer. 2 years, you promise? I'm like, yeah.
So you're walking into the liquor store.
Yeah. And he goes, will you marry me? And then turns around and walks into the liquor store. And I'm like trying to just keep up and be like, what? And two weeks of dating.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
I thought you said
My dad's exact words were, you must have knocked that boy's dick loose.
Your dad is a real riot, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Good man. He's a good man.
Yeah.
When he said that in 2 weeks, were you like, are you serious?
Honestly. The funny thing was, I had this thing where, like, as soon as we started dating, I was like, fuck, he's the one. I was like, I'm going to marry him.
Wait, when was this?
And my good friend Meg Mahoney also said, as soon as we started going out, she goes, "You're going to marry him." And I was like, "No, I don't even want to get married." She goes, "Just watch. You're going to marry him. I'm psychic about these things."
Really?
Yeah. So
it was coming true.
Yeah.
So you just, you're one in a million, basically. Your relationship is like one in a million.
If I get kicked out of my house and my wife finally comes to her senses, I'm coming here.
Yeah, you're allowed to stay.
I'm going
to
Felix Unger that shit.
There's the show.
There it is. That's it. Laz
moves in. I would let Laz come in. I trust him. He's a good guy.
That's not a bad idea if I part of the show.
No. You just gave your wife throws you out, dude.
Like, you go to drink the raw egg, I put a straw in the cup first and drink it.
That's pretty funny.
She ain't throwing me out, I guess. Someone's got to do the laundry, shop and shit.
No. You guys would be the ultimate odd couple.
We would get on each other's nerves because we're also not shy to yell at each other with some,
meaning. Oh, no, it would be brilliant. I would want to hang out here all the time and just watch it. Just watch it unfold.
That would be actually...
No, you know why? Because... When we are breaking balls, when Ian gets one, like, which he does, he gets one over me, he starts laughing at his own little...
Do I really?
Yes, you do. Yeah. You're like, I got you.
And you, like, bend over laughing, and your laugh gets all high-pitched.
My own shit?
Yeah.
Yes, right.
No, when you feel that like you just douchey. Won, yeah, you're like a kid.
That is douchey.
It's adorable, it is. I got to work on hiding douchey. That. Yeah.
Adorable.
He'll think. You could see his head spin, and then he'll say something. He's like...
Yeah, you know. I don't even. I gotta pay attention. That's a great idea. Forget even the Izzo show. You and I should live together for 4 days and have like Dennis and some friends film it all. Have like 4 days of constant footage and just that'd be fucking hilarious. Because after the third day, we'd hate each other.
I don't think it would take nearly that long.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be three. I'm not saying hate, but we'd be fighting.
End of day one.
Right, but that's why we have to force it to go 4 or 5 days to make sure we don't just quit because
we want to.
That'd be great.
I would watch that show.
I've lived with it. We should broadcast it live on the net. We could just have like a live stream.
Oh my God.
Like Voyeur Dorm. We could be like Voyeur Dorm.
Oh.
You got to show your penis?
You don't have to, but I certainly want to.
I would recommend it.
I'm not doing it.
Why?
We need a lot more Are you camera modest? Work.
The wide angle.
Of course, the wide angle. Yeah. Fish island.
Yeah, fish islands. Get in there. You know, but.
So you're like a 40-some-odd year old man. Have you ever sent a dick pic to a woman?
No. Have you?
Tons. I sent dick pics, whether it's email pictures, sure. Really? I love sending dick pics. If I were single, I'd make that my Facebook profile picture.
Can I? Wait a second. Hold up. Is there? Let me ask you this.
Please. And she has more experience with receiving dick pics than I have giving them.
No, because my son was
nodding.
My son was saying that that's the new thing for the young kids to send pictures.
Women are very free with themselves now. And I think young girls all just send fucking sexting pics to
dudes.
But
when you see a penis, do you think they really like, do you like that? Like, Shannon, do you like that when you get a nice penis coming across the old internet?
It's nothing I would like rub one out to, but it's exciting. It depends on who it's from. I mean, of course, a lot of these that you get are unsolicited from like strangers and you're like, oh, what the fuck? But if it was someone that
someone whose dick maybe you'd want to see. Because, like, I mean, a penis by itself, really, there's nothing. It's a dime a dozen.
No, yeah, it's what goes along with it.
What goes along with it?
Meaning, like, a person.
But they don't do a full body. They just do a picture.
No, what she's saying is if it's someone whose penis...
It's the mental, like, little game of chess that you're playing that would excite a girl, not the dick.
Comment back and just be like, hey, what's that black tag on your... or, like, skin tag or something like that? Or do you ever...
That's a little piece of shit.
Yeah.
Usually, if it's from a stranger, I usually send them back like a meme face of something, like either like Tommy Lee Jones, like looking up over the newspaper, like scowling, or like that little girl meme that's like Chloe's going to Disneyland, and it's like the little girl in the car seat going like.
Do you get people sending them to you just like unsolicited?
Yeah. We just talked about that even like last episode. Yeah, she gets constant harassment from dudes online.
Always.
How does that start, though?
It's friend requests from people you don't know, and you accept them because you're trying to grow as, like, a comedian whatnot. And then it's all just like, hey, dear, thanks for accepting me, or, like, whatever ridiculousness.
And then
or
they like, send a picture of their penis?
Damn, boo. Ugh. Like, that profile picked
up. How could that work?
Like, yeah, and guys, you'll just ignore them, and they just keep trying. Over the course of months, sometimes these guys will keep trying with no response, and some guys will just send a picture of them laying in bed or of their dick or whatever it is.
And that's supposed to change your mind to talk to them?
I guess. And then sometimes if you ignore them, all of a sudden it's like, hey, bitch. Mm-hmm. You know, so like it's a mixed bag of.
I get it because I think we all have those like.
But it's
instincts,
constant.
But
it's constant. I get probably like at least 50 friend
penises?
Requests a day.
What about penises a day?
No, there's no. I go long stretches without seeing an actual penis picture. But, you know, then all of a sudden there's some.
But that is a thing. I mean, I think if you're dating
someone. And then just
someone,
like other people, like when you're single and you're talking to people and whatever, and guys might be
flirty. That's what
flirty.
Happens.
That's flirting? Sending your penis?
Well, that's not my that's not my thing, but
no one even brought you up. What are you talking
about? Somebody
might
have pointed at me or not, but.
Wait a second. And do you have a special angle? Like your penis looks good at a different angle?
Not really. I don't think it looks. I have certain angles that I've taken.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean.
I don't know if I go out of my way. I want to make sure whatever I took looks good. I don't have a like.
How do you know it looks good? Like, what do you like? What do you like to see?
What do I like to see? I don't want
to be like to see more.
Not over veiny. I want it hard, of course.
Oh, so the penis is always hard that comes to you?
Oh, well, who's gonna send a flaccid dick pic?
Yeah, no.
I would.
Usually,
no,
you wouldn't.
Usually, they're putting their best.
Wait a minute.
Cock forward.
I would send a flaccid dick.
I'm not Michelangelo. Would
you just stretch it out and do like some puppetry of the penis thing?
No, I wouldn't do puppetry. But
wait a minute. You're saying if a woman asked you for a dick pic, you'd respond with a flaccid one?
Yeah, yeah. Why are you gonna give them the hard one?
For real.
I'm dead serious. What would
no,
you do?
What?
No.
What?
There's nothing
sexual about a small
worse
penis.
To see than a flaccid dick.
Yeah, what are you talking
That's
about?
That's the worst thing.
This
to
is why
see.
I'm so out of this shit. That's what
so,
I thought you were doing.
So if you started dating some girl,
wait, hold up,
please.
So you're sending your dick picture
hypothetically.
Okay. Your dick picture.
your penis
you get,
picture.
You must take a few of them.
No, not usually.
You just take one. To get hard.
I'm usually amorously
hard. One to get hard.
No, you get
the fluffer
hard.
Snap. One fluffer snap.
No,
the flash
you get
is
hard.
What does it.
What?
You get hard.
All the time, but yes, I'd
okay.
be hard.
And then you take a picture.
I might bang it around a little bit to get it a little harder, sure.
Okay. And then you take a picture of
right.
it.
I'm getting hard right now thinking about it.
And
it's
then
moving.
You look at it?
Yes. Not for as long as some bitch taking a selfie would, but like for a split second.
Yeah, but you're not worried about your dick looking too fat.
I don't want to show too much hole.
Oh, is that that's what I'm
oh,
trying
but
to
that's
figure
what
out?
Girls
oh,
want.
I made that up. Is we, that we, girls want hole?
We want
girls, you
we want,
want hole?
Strong frenulum in the hole in
the
picture.
Bottom up or
bottom side?
Yeah, see,
most anyway. Girls like we like the area where you can see the frenulum split and then like the hole.
We
and all that.
You've had this conversation,
yeah?
Because you're also not the norm when he asks you about
no,
what,
but
you
a
know.
Lot of girls definitely prefer the underside.
Really? See, I've just now learned something on the Loose News.
I'm here to educate.
This conversation is very deep.
I'll be honest, most of my picks, if not all, are the top side. I've
yeah,
never
no,
thought of
I'm
that.
I'm aware of that.
Well, how come you've never told me before?
Well,
I guess what I'm
not
saying.
Trying to give you too much
no,
help. That thing's going to have to be registered as a deadly weapon
I accept requests. Ladies.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like a better angle. You don't even ask.
No, I didn't. I'm a selfish dick picker.
No, but do you ever say, hey, what are you thinking?
No. Never.
You just send it out there unsolicited?
No, I think it's at times, I haven't done it often. I've been married so long that cell phones didn't exist then.
Right.
But like, I think mainly like when I have done it with bitches, like I'll get a bunch from them and I'm very reluctant to send one. Not because I'm shy, but because just God forbid that surfaces in a fight or something where, you know, I sent a dick pic to some bitch.
Yeah, because that's like harassment, isn't
no,
it?
I mean, no, like for my wife's sake, not for the bitch, like for my wife.
No,
for
no,
that
I
bitch.
Know, but isn't it harassment? You sent a
not
penis?
If it's asked for and I have a fucking chat saying it.
Oh, it does? It says, show me your pic.
I don't know. There's different circumstances.
Someone says, show me your penis. Do you say?
I've had like,
I just got to know this.
No, but I've done video, you know, mutual masturbations on video. I've done like live moving image. It's not always pics. I mean, I'm just not shy with my body when I am when I'm single or whatever. Or intimate.
Yeah, okay.
I love showing my dick. I mean, I'm not overly, it's not huge or anything, but I'm certainly not ashamed. And I think it's fun for people to see it. No, I mean that.
You're selfish, dude.
I'm not selfish. How am I selfish?
Because you think it's fun for
you
people to
see it. You gotta share it with the world.
What the fuck is that?
How is that selfish? That's selfless.
No, dude.
It is.
You're thinking that people want to see it.
No, I'm just thinking some people want to see it. And I don't mind showing if they do.
Okay, so you'd be like that carnival. Hey, come in here, pay $2, check out the...
I don't think so. And typically, I'd want something back either before or after. I'd want some kind of reciprocity.
Like, what do you want back?
A tip pick, a cunt pick, whatever.
What is it?
Then it's a Mexican standoff. Once you both have pictures.
Yeah,
it's like the world, you know, where everyone has the nukes, so no one can use them.
Do you ever feel nervous, like you sent something out first, and you're like, oh my God,
not
I'm
really.
Never getting...
No.
I'm never getting back. I'm never getting back.
It wasn't first, though. He said first.
No, just, like you send something, you're like, you're supposed to send me something back. You're supposed to send
No, that's never happened really.
And it's the chat thing where it
Snapchat?
What's that text?
It's been a text or a Facebook.
So they have the picture for good.
Sure. Sure.
But your face isn't even near your penis, right?
Think.
It's my screensaver.
I've got a picture I sent somebody where it's like my boots are in the, it's like from above, my boots are in it, you know, whatever you see. I don't know. What was the question?
I don't know. I'm so confused.
I guess I was asking because like the age gap, but you've never, have you ever taken a picture of your own dick?
No.
Never.
Why?
Has your dick been photographed ever?
No.
Take one just for you.
Yeah, really. Take a dick pic tonight.
No, I'm not going to do that, you fucking
do that.
Homo.
See how it feels. From the bottom.
From the bottom.
From the bottom.
That's fantastic, yeah. Guys. That's awesome. Well, listen.
So if you're dating a new bitch,
yeah,
for example, you meet her online or at a bar, right. You know, whatever. You're a single guy. You're single, right?
Right.
And do you like them young?
No, the last girlfriend was way younger than you.
Yeah, no, I like young women.
So, like what do you think? What's the wheelhouse of what you're looking for age-wise?
Probably 36.
36?
35,
that's
36.
Old.
Is it? What are you going to do, 27?
Would you date a 28-year-old?
Absolutely.
23-year-old?
Absolutely.
21?
Dude, date or go out with?
Date. Like become like in a relationship with?
No, too young. Way too young.
Would you get married again?
No, I can't say I would. Can't say I wouldn't.
Right.
I don't know.
Wait for the right. Well, you would have said you wouldn't have a year ago, so who knows?
Yeah. You're in love. It's 2 weeks, and he fucking in a liquor store decides to ask you to get married. I mean, that's love.
Is that love?
That's love, right?
That's
near the
how
vodka.
The fairy book tells it.
Yeah, right? It's the Grey Goose? Right? What'd you say?
Blame it on the
Mother
alcohol.
Grey Goose.
Look at Adam with his fucking vibrate. Was that like an alarm reminding you to like
go to bed?
Hang up
take
notes?
Your Centrum.
Did that really say go to bed?
Yeah. If I don't go to bed, I'll stay up all night.
But you can't just... If I don't go to bed, then I'll stay up all night.
All right.
You really are retarded.
He's like a pod person. Yeah. Like, I have to set this alarm or I just won't go to sleep.
Have you been in his like study back there before? Have you been back there?
No.
Are the notes hanging up? You have all these notes at the break. He has notes all over, like fucking Kevin Spacey in Seven. Just notes everywhere. Do this, like practice for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Do the guitar, go to the gym.
You're one of
wash
those
your
people.
Dick. He is those people.
You're like that type A, like,
no,
left
I'm not,
brain.
I'm not a type A because I have ADD, so I'll just jump around.
So, no, but if you were dating a young, whatever, girl, and like, let me start this way. Has a woman ever sent you a naked picture of herself?
No, how do
have
you get
ever
that?
Photographed a woman naked?
No.
So, pictures have never been in the equation for you in any way.
No.
You're missing out.
Oh, man.
How do you
There's
do that?
A whole Shadows, world.
Like, send them a tit real quick.
No, how does that go?
Which one?
How does that go, though? Seriously, how does that go? You ask for it?
No, like what I do. Okay, I'll give an example with
BJ,
my
corner.
Fiance.
Right.
I stole his hoodie and wore it home. And
so, he had no pants
when I got
around,
home,
so.
I was getting in the shower and I was like, you know what? What better way to tell him that I stole his hoodie than to, like, I sent a picture of me wearing the hoodie with, like, my tits out, with, like, the hoodie open. And I was like, hey, I accidentally wore your hoodie home. Do you mind? And then send him the picture, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just work it in, fun little playful ways, unexpected.
Right. And then he saw it and he was like, no, it doesn't bother me.
He was like, not at all. That is amazing. I almost crashed my car. Like.
And then did you say, okay, show me what you stole from my house? And he showed you his penis? Or
his penis?
No. I know he's shy, so I like just bombarding him.
He has sent
him
you
blush.
A dick pic, though, I'm sure.
What it is he never sent me a dick pic. We do FaceTime a lot on nights
you
when we can't be together. And he'll unexpectedly kind of just like take it out and shake it. And so like I was ready and I screen grabbed it. And it's hilarious because it's like this big pink rocket like right there. And then like his face sticking out
that.
From behind it. So it looks like he's riding a big pink rocket ship.
You
it's
gotta
hilarious.
Send me like his face part of that so I can Photoshop it onto shit.
Yeah.
I need his face part of that.
That is funny.
That would be hilarious. I'll black out the whole dick.
Yeah, and I'll just fuck
and
with
then,
his face.
Like, just you could keep putting shit
I'll
in
put
there,
him on,
like the
Dino
Leaning Tower of
Pisa. Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
That's exactly.
Funny.
That would be a nice wedding gift.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Save a couple bucks and just do some Photoshop.
Perfect. I like it.
So, is that what you do?
I don't think I have a thing. I think there have been a couple situations. More so that women have sent me pictures than I've sent back.
They don't just send them.
Sure, they do.
No, they
yes,
don't.
They do.
They don't just send them. Without, there's got
okay,
he
yes.
probably asked. No,
that's, what, okay, that's yeah. what I'm trying to get at.
But
I mean, I
gotta be honest. And a lot of these bitches, you don't gotta twist their arm. Maybe I'm just handsome like that.
So what? It's not. Hey, how you doing today? Good. Boom. Titties.
If you're dating someone, it certainly is.
No,
life.
I'm not talking about. Oh, just, talking some, about just
the
talking.
First time.
Yeah, yeah, I think yeah. it's like you get flirty in a conversation, and then
you're like,
jokingly kind of say, bring stuff up,
or just ask or whatever. Yeah, and then people just do it.
So you have to ask for it.
I'm sure there's no signs, but I would imagine in most situations, yes, I've asked for it.
All right, so let me ask you something. You're talking to someone, and you say, hey, show me your titties or whatever, whatever they do, right?
Show me your titties.
And they say no. They show no.
Well, then you rape them.
No, come on, Dick.
My plan B is always rape.
I think it would be something more like, you know, maybe you would text the girl and be like, I'm jerking off right now. And
what?
Then let her respond and then be like, why don't you give me something to work with kind of thing.
Right. Like, you want to pick? Let me get it hard first. Help me out with that. And then I'll send you, you know.
How long is this conversation? Like, how long have you met this person?
Who's this person?
I don't know. You're talking about masturbating in front of people.
Well, that's usually a random online chat room thing or Skype or whatever. Just don't take your ass cheeks apart.
Oh, that's the funniest story, dude. I can't. Let's not talk about
that's
it.
That's solid advice. I would embroider that on a pillow.
I think that's
just
when
don't
I
just don't your take your ass cheeks apart.
I got to be honest with you. I think that story is when I found I fell in love with Ian.
Really?
Yeah, I really did. I said,
how could you
this,
not?
This
well, that
asshole.
Night, that night, what happened was like I drew like a round table at Creekside. I started telling Ross or someone the story, and all of a sudden there's 12 people around me. It became a fucking like spectacle because it's that ridiculous.
Right. It's just.
You loved me before that.
Well,
I
liked
you,
but
you were fascinated.
I was just like, because he's so serious and he's like, oh, I got it down. Like, he knows everything. He's got it. Like,
I
you
have
that
fake
image,
account.
Right? And you do
that. Oh, I see, like, I have my shit together.
Well, yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, so I did, and I spread my ass cheeks. And I'm like, who does that, dude? What were you thinking?
And I knew.
What am I supposed to do?
No.
What is I didn't know she didn't
no,
like
what
I,
do you
I
do? Say
was,
no?
I knew it was fake. I knew it, and I just did it anyway.
But
I
it was
knew
just,
it. I knew
you
it.
Wanted to get caught.
I
you
didn't.
Wanted, you
I did
wanted
not.
It all up there.
I did not.
And then you
I have the video of it. I have that footage.
When you come to find out that when it came down, and he's like, fuck, I got to tell my what do
I
do? I
woke her up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No. His one phone call out of jail goes to Ryan Dolan.
Well, you know why? It was him and Dave Satick, because I had just seen them that night and knew they were awake.
Oh, all right.
That was like an open mic at Siboney's in Poughkeepsie. All right, all right. And it was like 2 and 3 in the morning. Ryan doesn't sleep. This is before the radio show. All right. And I had just seen Dave, and he had like an hour ride home. I knew they were awake. I would have called like Dennis or other people before that. But that's just who I happened to be able to – not that I don't like those guys, but they were the two that I knew would
right,
be awake.
Right. Have you continue to do whatever?
Not often, but I did it this weekend, actually. I saw some Asian titty.
You did?
On Thursday. Yeah.
It was good?
It was fine. It was quick. Nothing really came of it.
Really?
15 minutes.
She said to me, like, she said, like, something that we were just talking for a second. She was fucking smoking. I videotaped it. I'll show it to you. But she, because my thing says stand-up comic on the my profile, only because it's douchey, but, like, it draws attention before they just skip me. So she's like, well, if you tell me, I said it, something like, how can I get that tank top to slide to the side or something like that? I said it better than that. She said, well, make me laugh. So I told her, like, what?
The fortune
I hope
cookie?
You did the masseuses
no,
crying.
No,
the fortune cookie?
No, I told like a party joke. I said, the fortune cookie. I said something like, what do 9 out of 10 people enjoy?
Yeah.
A date rape. And so then like she laughed at that because that's fucking hilarious.
Well, isn't it a gang rape?
Oh, that's I'm sorry, a gang rape.
Yeah.
You fucked up the joke. All right, go ahead.
A gang rape. And
I love how I immediately knew it.
So yeah, because yeah. So, you know a good time.
10 out of 10 people enjoy some of them.
I'm the 10%.
Yeah.
So, you're the 100%. You're part of the 100.
So
she pulled her titty to the side, played with it a little bit, and then we talked for a little bit, and then that was that. I asked for panties, and then she nexted me. It was a little too much. She didn't want to show me her panties.
She just said no?
She
or cut you loose?
She said whatever. She was like reluctant, and then she nexted me. You just keep, you hit next when you want to go to the next cam and have the next connection with people.
And this costs money?
No. Free.
The world is your oyster.
I'll write down the website for you before
I
leave.
No.
Or at
everyone's
least your clam.
Recording shit. Everybody's
who cares?
Recording shit. All of a sudden, Ian, I'm going to be like, Ian, we have a problem.
You don't want to ruin your Izzo show career.
I don't. I really don't. I mean, it's going so
live from jail.
That's pretty funny that you do that.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
good.
How do you deal with the throngs of fans? They must follow you everywhere.
Well, you know, it's tough. But Ian keeps us, you know.
So your last girlfriend was like young 20s.
Yeah.
So she wasn't like into any of that stuff?
No, she was crazy. She but she wouldn't have so much pictures.
If you would have asked her for one, though.
Yes, she would have probably got it.
You just didn't occur to you.
Yeah, it wasn't like,
did it occur to you for a second?
No, like I see her.
Are you a horny guy?
Yeah, I mean, to the right person.
No,
I mean,
like, do you
to
like
the right
you,
person.
I mean,
I don't have to go on like a, what's that called? Spin the wheel?
Chat roulette?
Yeah, I don't have to do that.
Tinder,
I
mean, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Tinder, like, I do Tinder.
The,
but
the
you
worst
do Tinder?
Price is yeah, right contestant yeah. ever.
You're
have you hooked up?
You're currently on Tinder now?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Have you met anybody?
No.
Shout out to our listeners, ladies.
Adam Izzo. He
went right for Adam Izzo.
He's a catch, by the way.
He really something. Is. You he has a tall glass of water.
You put stand-up comic, and that's a good thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't put that down on it's a good thing.
Girls, honestly, any guy that can make a girl laugh is in.
Can I see your can we help you?
No, not now.
Not on the air, but just later.
Yeah.
An ugly, fat, funny guy will get more poon than a traditionally hot guy with a shitty
personality. That's not necessarily true, by the way.
No. I don't know.
If you're at a bar, you're going to fuck the hot guy.
I've seen a lot of friend duos where there was a guy who was charming and dynamic and funny and engaging that was, you know, kind of chunky and not super handsome. And then he has a really good looking friend that's like a piece of shit, like on probation and has no license, you know.
No license. A scrub is a guy that thinks he's lying.
A funny guy. A funny guy will always get a girl.
So I got to put the stand-up on
there. Of course.
Yeah, you got to really be funny.
You got to use also correct punctuation and capitalization to start your sentences.
Now you're just going to ridicule me. That's great.
I didn't say you don't do that. I'm just saying you should do that.
Can't you read, mister? Can't you read?
Unbelievable. Thanks, Ian.
Can we take a break so I can pee?
We can take a break so she can pee. We will be right back on the Loose News.
Yay. Cool.
We just brokered a deal.
All right,
we did.
Adam's going to know what's wrong with his foot and shoulder soon.
Yeah, yeah. And she's back on the table, right?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Shannon, that's great.
Getting back to it.
There's a lot of people that need that shit done. You know what I mean? You ever get a massage?
Like a legit one?
Yeah.
The only ones I've had that weren't happy endings, I hated. Because they're rough.
I tried to straighten out his low back one time, and he was like, ah, you fucking heathen.
Stone hands.
Yeah.
Her hands are like bricks.
And were you saying, show me your tip? You're used to those unprofessional ones.
I do like heavy-handed medical work where it's like, you're not going to enjoy this, but you'll thank me tomorrow. Right.
It sucked. I mean, you know, if you have actual pain, though, and it's going to make you feel better, I was sitting there. It hurt me. It's supposed to hurt, right? It hurt. Am I just a pussy?
You're a pussy.
Some people, women can take 10 times the amount of pressure men can take.
Because fucking turkey-sized things come out of their vaginas.
Old ladies
can
take some of the most pressure that I've had to give.
You ever fist anyone?
Not professionally.
Not for money.
It's more of a hobby, really. Like, I've never been paid for it.
Puts a lot of wear and tear when you do that, like the hard pressure on your wrists and fingers.
Well, I mean, once you get the whole fist in,
I'm talking about the massage. But we'll finish up with the fist. So.
But yeah, no. If you're doing heavy medical work, then it's often. I've also found that if I do, like, say, three people in the same day or two people in the same day came in with their right hip having a problem, and I worked on their right hips, at the end of the day, my right hip will hurt. So it's almost like there's some type of energetic transference that can happen when it's like you're relieving these
people's
tension, and you almost like pick it up and then carry it to where it had been. So there's interesting things with all of that, I find.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That was funny with the fisting thing.
That was a really deep thing you said, Shannon, but really the fisting, though, that's what sticks him across.
Yeah, yeah, because that was quick. That was quick.
We like quick.
Yes. Dude. That's
you
the
with
only
the velvet
way to do
ears.
Fisting.
You with the velvet ears, man. I can't.
You don't like my headphones?
No, I like
them. You want to be wearing them.
I do. I'm jealous.
It makes him look like a giant Elvis painting.
I know.
These are great. They don't sweat. They don't come off. This is good.
You got everything, new cables and everything. You're really...
The budget has been expanding.
Yeah, what's up?
All this, it's all the Izzo revenue.
Now, are we getting revenue?
I'm getting the trickle down.
Oh, you're getting the trickle down.
You got that right.
The trickle down. I bet you're getting the trickle down.
Right down my throat.
Right. That's clean. That's nice. That's good. Have you had BJ on this fucking
list? Yeah, he was on a couple...
That was
like
one of
ago.
Our dirtiest episodes.
It was all duty talk.
Oh, was it? He's big into the duty?
There was the ball stuffing.
Ball stuffing and duty.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was great. In fact, his episode was so shit-centric that like the next two or three episodes were just shit episodes, it seemed like.
Does that drag on? Like if you start talking about something the
No,
next
but
week?
It just seemed like it just, like you said, transference. Right. He transferred his duty onto us.
You I literally... feel that way about my entire life. That's great. Now I got all his shit to deal with.
But yeah, he was on and it was fun. And we were at his house, so yeah. It was kind of cool. We didn't even talk about like playing up a tension between him and I, but we just kind of kept it real and had fun.
Yeah.
Just had a good time.
What did you try to do?
Like we debated, like, should we just kind of have like a fake tension or fight him and I? But it would have been stupid and I would have gone too far. Or, well, he would have beat me up.
Right.
Someone's going to catch feelings.
Right.
Yeah. It's always feelings being hurt.
I'm always hurting feelings.
Yes.
Yeah. Evidently.
BJ's he's pretty good though.
He's definitely a good sport.
He can take a few jabs.
Yeah.
He's amazing. He's
with
and
you.
Give him. He's a clever guy. I mean, and you if he couldn't take a few jabs, he couldn't.
Why
be
would
with
he
you.
Be with me?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We're definitely suited.
Especially like when you guys
respect.
Like play something, like you win all the time. Like he has to be able to roll with the punches
games.
Of losing.
We play games. He's literally right still at start, and like my Trivial Pursuit piece is full of pie. Like, and he's still at start where he's just
he
like the whole
yet.
Thing was Shannon's turn.
have you run the table before?
I have pictures of it. Yeah.
That's great.
You've run the table?
Where he didn't get to go.
Where he never even got to go. It's just his pot, his little round thing sitting at start and mine at the end full of pie.
That's funny.
How awesome
and
is that?
And Scrabble and Words with Friends just massacre. And he's just like resigned at this point. Like, you can't.
So, does
me
when
on.
You say, hey, you want to play a game? Is he like, no, get the hell out of here?
That's what he does, is he saves it for when I'm like really sad and down the dumps. And then he's like, hey.
Want to pummel me?
This is what he does. The two things he hates the most, he goes, hey, you want to watch a Tom Hardy movie and play Scrabble? I'm like,
that's hilarious.
Yes.
That's awesome.
To both. Amazing. So he's really good that way, where even if it's stuff where it's just like, this is going to be torture for me, but I'm just going to make her happy.
Right. He's
and
a
I need
guy.
That. Yeah. We all need that. We all need a beach. We all need a beach right now and then.
Yeah, we do. All right.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I'm going to wake up to a BJ for the rest of my life.
Well, not if he dies before you. Then, you know, at least a chunk of your life.
Yeah. I'm slapping some insurance on him as soon as
yeah,
the paperwork's
dry.
Yeah,
do that. That would definitely...
Doesn't cover suicide, unfortunately.
That'd be great.
What, if he killed himself?
Yeah, if he jumped off a bridge. Be like, Shannon would be like, what the fuck? Can't get a break. I can't catch a break.
Come on.
You were supposed to raise my
Bet
kid.
Bet on the wrong horse.
Right. That's hilarious.
You were supposed to just take care of this so I could OD. And I was supposed to. I'm like Lieutenant get Dan and Forrest.
Why did you save me?
You should have left me at that bathroom stall. Oh. Anyway.
BJ's pretty stable, though, right? I mean, out of.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously,
which is
right?
Really, what I need an anchor.
Yeah, because you.
And that's what he needs, is like he would do nothing. If it weren't for me, it's the perfect complimentary thing. Like, his friends are all grateful because, like, they'd all like to go out on Fridays and he doesn't have to work Saturday, but he would still refuse to go. So they'd call it a bad F word Friday. Fuck it.
Fag?
They'd be like, come on, this ain't faggot Friday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And he'd be like, no, I don't want to go out. And then it's like, I drag him out to everything.
Right.
So I've like cracked him out of his shell and then he gives me a little bit stability where he's like, no. Like, you don't need to buy another bag. We're going to go home. You can get some sleep. We'll start again tomorrow.
We'll start again tomorrow.
I do. I sometimes saw him at like Creekside. He's like, I don't want to, like, not that he didn't want to be at Creekside, but he was just tired. He didn't want to be.
He doesn't
want
to be there anymore.
You. Right. And he supported you. You must have kept him out a couple times.
Oh, I deprived him of so much sleep. It's practically abuse.
That's great.
Because, like, I'm a night owl, so he's looking to go to bed at 9, and then I, like, come alive, and I'm just like, he'll be trying to sleep, I'll, like, paw at his face like a cat, and I'm like, BJ, pay attention to me. You know? Like, it's terrible. I would never be with me. Never in a million years.
I wouldn't wish
this
Does
on
Does he have
anyone.
Brothers and sisters?
He's got a stepbrother and a half-sister.
Is he close with them?
Very.
And do you get along with them?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I get along with all his family, really.
And you have brothers and sisters or no?
I've got two half-sisters that are much older. Yeah. You'll meet them at the wedding.
Oh, all right, cool.
I love everyone's sisters. I'm going to fuck Adam's sister.
Ian, my brother-in-law, he's going to be my new brother-in-law.
No.
I will fucking shoot you.
If I do what? If I fuck her?
And
first of all, do you think she'd fuck me?
No.
So then what are you worried about?
Because you're a pervert. You're going to say, send me some titty pics.
Oh,
boobies.
No. She's not like a 20-year-old. I treat her like a real lady.
I'm so nervous. I have my young nieces coming.
How young?
They're like 19 and 20.
Hot?
Very.
Are they bringing guys?
No. And so I'm like, I have to seat them so like far me, from Laz and Saint-Sex and Coletta.
Yeah, those guys are single, though. They should do that.
Yeah, I have to sit them just way far away from all that.
Are they the kind of girls that would suck a guy's dick in a bathroom at a wedding?
They both have boyfriends.
That won't be there. Yeah, but they're not going to cheat on their boyfriends.
They won't cheat on their boyfriend.
Are they the cheating type?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you really not know?
I have no idea.
19. Fuck.
Would they suck a dick in a bathroom? I mean... They are my blood relatives. I don't know if that means
That's
anything.
Great. I hope so, Shane's like, I hope they
I don't
would.
Know how far that nut fell
I'm
from
gonna
the
try,
tree.
Well, yeah, always. I'm going to try to get laid at Shannon's wedding. Why don't you try to get laid at Shannon's wedding, too?
Oh, we got a few bridesmaids up for grabs, and I assure you they are all more of a hot mess than I am. You know all of my bridesmaids except one.
Let's get Adam blown at your wedding.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm sure we could arrange that.
That's great.
Yeah, everybody.
Your party favor is a blowjob.
Yeah? Good. Everyone's getting blown? Everyone's going to get blown.
That'll be the anti-receiving line on the way out. Nice. I'll be standing
DJ
there.
DJ and you facing opposite ways, just blowing everyone on the way out.
Absolutely. There's only one way to thank someone for money in a card.
That's right.
It's awkward to write them an email. Or
right,
thank you.
Right.
You should open like the cards on the way out so you know how much to blow everyone. So you don't just give the wrong person the wrong amount of head.
You get 6 minutes.
Yeah, it's fun.
I got to go 55 times.
See, Ian, get back in line. I'll be like, Ian, get back out of line.
One load. It's like, hookers, one load per customer.
Come
sorry,
on.
Buddy. Little
cow.
Load.
I was
That's all, that was pre-cum.
That coupon, one item only.
That's fantastic.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, you have hot bitches. I can't go. I can't be around young hot bitches.
You're going to my wedding.
I know,
don't even
I'm
say
going,
that.
I'm going.
I literally go, like right? changed the date so you could come.
Don't say that. That's crazy.
I know you did.
Don't whatever. Come on. Fine, so now the
and
least
I knew you had a show that night. There was a few people
the
that
least
couldn't
you
make
could
it,
do is
and they were important people.
Okay, the See? Least you could do is have one of your cousins fuck me or blow me.
Well, those aren't cousins. Those are nieces.
Can you at least say something? Can you say, look, there's a guy that does like head?
I can't do that
to
with
a niece?
My nieces.
Yeah, to a niece. You
to
can't
non-blood
do that.
Let
relatives.
Me ask you this.
Yeah.
You aside, if I got blown by one of or both of your nieces in the bathroom, would you be either like disgusted or proud of me?
I'd be disgusted with them and proud of you.
Thank you. All right. Duality.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. What's the chances of this?
Of what, you getting blown at
no,
Shannon's
no, no,
wedding?
No. Of this wedding just being a
happening?
No. No, it's going to happen, but like a train wreck where it could almost be like a fist fight, people getting blown, punches are thrown.
This
I mean,
is,
could
this
it
is
really
a wedding
be?
Where, I mean, when I think of all the comedians that are coming and all the different people from all different avenues of our life, I mean, this is going to be maybe the funnest wedding that I will ever go to in my life.
On paper, yes, but we're all mental a little bit. Issues.
Right? I think
if
I
a certain
think
bridesmaid
going to
have a breakdown.
Mo at the helm. Mo is a professional through and through.
A firecracker is going to go off.
And we're back.
And we're back on the loop.
And all of a sudden, there's going to be fists, people blowing, people are getting fucked.
It's, so it's Caligula. Like,
And I'm going to be like,
that's
what
I was going for. That's my theme.
And I got to look at Ian, and Ian's going to say, get into it. I'm like,
have you ever
I'm
seen
going
Eyes
home.
Wide
I'm going
Shut?
Home.
I really, everyone's being provided with plague doctor masks
as soon as
they arrive.
That's how they should do it, right?
Yeah.
Or do it all in the dark so you can't see.
Well, that's what
like.
I like. I like a masquerade, if you will. You know, I don't want to know whose dick is in my mouth.
Right.
That takes all the fun out of it.
Hope it's not a relative.
I like a guessing game. I would usually recognize a relative.
Dad, is that you?
I would recognize a relative any
would
day.
Would you?
Of the
I was just going to say that. That's right.
Wow. Well, those are dead anyway. You can't recognize anymore. Anyhow, I don't know what that means. Is there a chance someone at your wedding gets blown?
Oh, I hope so.
But, like, is there a better than average
Well, absolutely,
chance?
Because, you know, I'm getting married.
So you're going to blow him at your wedding?
Oh, absolutely.
At the ceremony or at the reception?
Yeah. Mo told us, he's like, you need to take 5 minutes for yourself right after the vows while everyone else is still, you know...
filing out?
Yeah.
Are you really going to blow him at the wedding?
And... BJ's like, what am I going to do with the other 4 minutes and 45 seconds? Am I right? Because we're like FaceTiming with Mo yesterday.
That's awesome.
Mo's like, you do whatever you want to do.
That's fantastic.
But yeah, I think there'll be a rapid consummation.
Nice. Awesome. That is awesome.
I mean,
well, you're wearing white anyway, so it'll just blend in.
Right? Ain't staying in this dress. You don't know that I'm wearing white.
I don't know that. I know you shouldn't.
No, you're going to
What if
wear
it's
white.
Off-white? What if it's like champagne?
It's awesome. Anything you wear is going to be beautiful because you're beautiful.
Aw, Wes.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But yeah, I'll have something that's
so you're going to blow someone and then somebody else is going to get blown? There's two
people. Do you think someone else will get blown at your wedding?
Can we do a lottery ticket?
Ben might get blown.
I know a lot of people are taking off Monday and like booking hotel rooms.
Forget the hotel. Get blown during the party somewhere.
I would hope so. Somewhere, yeah.
I'm going to try to rape. I mean, get with one of your nieces.
Can you do like a niece, dude?
Okay, just someone.
Yeah, someone. Don't say niece. That's awful.
I'll fill you in off the air.
Yeah, fill them. Yeah.
On what their weakness is?
Are you going to videotape this wedding?
Oh, yeah. We spared no expense with photography, videography, photo booth, documentation of all kinds.
Yeah, I want to. I just want to see. I want to have film and coverage because there's going to be some.
Yeah, this is going to be full coverage. They're covering the entire event.
Yeah, because you're going to have to go back to the videotape on a lot of events.
Yeah,
and just be like,
everyone knows we're comics. Everyone knows what is going to.
Train wreck.
Yeah, this is going to.
Because there's
be
a lot of sensitive guys
in
there, right?
The best possible.
Right.
Too sensitive.
A lot of comics are sensitive, so they might get, you know.
But everyone's there to have a good time.
I hope so, right? Because
it shouldn't be about themselves.
Well, that's right.
I don't think anyone's going to be able to help but have a good time.
Right,
like,
right.
We're only playing like 3 or 4 slow songs the whole reception.
Right.
So it's like it's going to be a lot of dancing, you know, a lot of partying. There's an open bar. I'm sure people will have good drugs. It's going to be fantastic.
That's fantastic. Good drugs. That's great.
We know people.
Yeah, I know you do. You know a lot of people.
We are people.
It's going to be a train wreck. How many people are going to get arrested?
I hope so.
Yeah, what's the over-under? Blowjobs versus arrests.
Yeah.
Which one? More blowjobs or more
arrests? Hopefully blowjobs win.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
I like that.
So what the plans are pretty much?
We have the place. We have DJs, photographers, cake, photo booths. Flowers, the whole bit. I mean, really, it's just little details at this point. I have the dress. We have the bridesmaids' dresses, groomsmen.
Your bridesmaids could afford to buy dresses?
They all bought their
own
dresses.
All right.
You kept them pretty reasonable or what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Smart.
And I'm giving them like earrings and nail polish as their
I'll give them all necklaces.
Gifts. So it all, yeah. Yeah, we need pearl necklaces.
Perfect.
So, you know.
You can do all of them?
Nope. Not at this age. I could probably get half
a necklace.
Well, if you
lined
them
up,
yeah, I was just gonna.
If you lined her up, it's like writing your name in the snow.
He's good.
You know?
He's good
you
for pearl earrings.
It's like
you're
a hostess
for, like,
cupcake squiggle across a couple of them.
Pearl earrings,
and bracelets, because they're gonna be blocking, like Shira, fucking wristlets.
Well, it's exciting. That's great. So it's coming up. It's less than a month away, right?
It's April 24th. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Let's take a break on the Loose News and come right back.
It's like OJ's book, If I Did It. It's like, well, if I did rape a baby, this would be the joke I would make about it.
Yeah, it's always the fortune cookie joke. Everyone, it's somehow that.
I love that.
It's weird how, of all jokes, and the only reason I even do it sometimes is because of the fact that it gets that. I never would have thought that it would even matter.
My favorite moment of any comedy show is that moment when Laz gets on stage and does fortune cookie.
Which I don't always do.
And I crack the fuck up, and
well,
everyone else
you,
is just,
like,
the comics always do laugh.
And everyone wants you in the room because you laugh. You find humor in everything. You're
not
very,
everyone.
Well, yeah,
not
you
everyone.
Are.
You
you're
still
very,
fake it. You do.
You are so supportive.
You laugh at the worst shit sometimes,
oh my
too.
God.
I wonder, does she know it's bad or does she just like everything?
No, I think she likes to laugh and she looks for good.
I enjoy it. And the thing is, the more I hear a joke, the funnier it gets to me. It's like hearing your favorite song.
Right.
You know? So it's kind of like, do such and such for everybody.
But you know what?
And
the only thing
it.
Is that when you only hear Shannon laughing, you know.
I suck. She's just retarded.
Yeah, right. You're like, I so suck. Shannon's the only one laugh.
It's which like, you... Shannon laughs for thee.
Yeah. Which is great support because it's good for the room, especially in open mics and stuff like that. But
because
it
at least it's not silence.
Right.
It's also like for certain people, not anyone in this room, but like no one's laughing because nothing they're saying is funny. But it's awkward and you can feel it. Everyone in the room, when someone's up there doing shitty and no one's laughing, it's like it makes it that little bit better for them and us for me to laugh a little.
No, right, right. No,
it
I agree.
Really does ease the tension quite a bit.
And it gives them a fair shot.
And you don't realize it until I'm gone. I've had people at mics and things where I wasn't there and be like, oh my God, I never realized.
How much I suck.
How much of a difference it makes.
Well, they don't say that.
Well,
no,
you know.
Right, they don't know how much they suck.
No, no. It's the same as like if you do a bringer and you bring your family and everyone's laughing, laughing. Then you do that same set an open audience and they're not laughing as much. You're like, it makes you think like, what's going on? You know what I mean?
It's like when people audition for American Idol and it's like, oh, Aunt Tony told me I was fantastic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not enough people tell people they suck in general.
Well, it's tough to say that. Then it makes you
of
sound
course.
Like
yeah, but expert. Yeah, I get. Listen, everyone should chase their dream.
Right.
That's
right,
what we're saying here. And Shannon likes to laugh.
I do.
It's almost like if Shannon doesn't laugh at the joke or like the status, you know it just wasn't very
or
good.
Or if she gets up and leaves, you know that there's a problem.
Or she's just going to smoke.
Yeah.
Well, because sometimes
you know what,
I'll
Shannon, you
there.
Do? You hijack the room sometimes. Because I'll tell you what you do.
Yeah, you do Pied Piper.
Yeah, you do Pied Piper.
You do Pied
you,
Piper.
Not on purpose.
No.
Not on purpose.
You want to be like everybody's friend. Everyone loves Shannon because she's got a pretty smile, pretty girl. Huh. And then I'm going outside to smoke. And she doesn't just get up silently.
It's 15
she's
guys
like,
follow her.
Yeah, she's like, guys, I got their smoke. And then all of a sudden, where's everybody? Fucking George Rich is up on stage. There's nobody in the crowd. And it's because Shannon Cook is outside smoking and everyone's around her going, she's cracking jokes. I don't know.
She's holding court.
Yeah, she's holding court all of a sudden.
I'm like the Scarlett O'Hara of Hudson Valley Comedy.
It's true, though. You do hijack rooms.
I don't do it on purpose.
Yes, you do.
I don't tell people I'm going. I'll be like...
Every time I go up and I see you leave the room, I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? Get back
she's
here.
She's probably smoking a cigarette.
She's Yeah, but
it's
she's bringing
sometimes
people
I have
with
to
her.
Pee, and I'm like trying to wait for transitions between people, and I don't know who's up next.
Well, it used to be you and Meg and the other one.
Henry?
Morgan.
Well, yeah, you guys were the three Pied Pipers. You get up, everyone would leave, like, and you guys would go to the bathroom.
Oh, in fairness,
all the pussy just left the room.
And the room probably tilted. So everyone kind of just slides out.
Come
on. Oh,
that was awful. That was awful.
Oh.
But I'll tell you what,
that was funny though.
You're sick. They go to the bathroom together. They would just be like, I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, but that's me. I'd rather just sneak off to the bathroom alone and go.
Because why would you
want to
share your Coke?
But yeah. Sometimes I like to just go to the bathroom alone, have a cigarette alone. I don't need all these right. people draining me of my energy and resources.
Right.
As it were.
Is that what resources. They call it? And powder.
We're going to powder our noses. That's what girls go to the bathroom to do.
Fair enough. I go to your bathroom to do that all the time during the filming
that.
Of the Adam Izzo
I
show.
I'm like, dude,
that's all shtick. I don't do that.
I know you don't.
He legally has to say that when they find my body, he has no knowledge of why
I
overdosed.
I'm not saying a word.
You could have stopped it. My wife's going to hear this episode and say, Adam, you could have stopped it.
Yeah, I know. The kids, not your wife, your kids are going
to
look at
you. You're going to have to raise them.
Will you
marry Kylie and raise
yes,
my
I would.
Kids?
She's a beautiful woman.
Take her. I'll live here.
No, we're going to come here. You live there.
Ah, with the kids? She can come here with the kids?
Visitation.
God.
We traded.
Well, yeah, no, he gets your family, and you get the sweet release of death.
I know my wife would have no trouble replacing me. She'll find a man, and like my kids will find a good dad.
Oh, I'm sure she's got like plan B, C,
an exit strategy.
And D.
The sad thing is, she doesn't.
Well, you never let them know.
Trust
that.
Me.
No,
she can't.
Does.
She
like,
does
at,
not. She is
that?
So pure.
She is. We were at the
Dalton's wedding.
Yeah, and I was talking to her a lot, and she was just like, she's enamored by this guy.
Is she?
Yeah, and I'm like,
I wouldn't say that.
Dude, she is. She's like, oh, and she was so happy.
Hey, honestly, though.
And I'm like, dude, he's a fucking loser.
How
Get
could,
rid of him.
Listen,
right? That's what
listen,
I'm saying.
How could you not be?
Because look at you. You're fucking pathetic.
I'm a charismatic.
Is that what they call it? Charismatic?
Enigma. I'm a charismatic enigma.
You're an enigma.
I'm married to enigma. Of course she's enamored with me. What are you talking about?
No, she is. She really is. No, no.
We're both very lucky people. What can I say? Her and I.
You guys are hilarious.
No, there's no better feeling than marrying someone who stays enamored with you. So You did something.
I
right?
test it. Believe me, I do what I can.
Yeah, I do. I'm like, listen, leave the fucking guy. Let's go do something.
Let's go do something.
She's like, I just love him, and I'm like, oh,
let's go do.
Except
something.
For, remember, you wanted to stay out, and she was like,
well,
we're going.
Well,
back.
Because she thought I was too drunk. Right, right, it wasn't that she was being a party pooper. I was drunk, but when we got to the room, what happened was I like kind of. I puked, and then I was a little bit like wobbly.
I forgot that. You did puke, right?
But then I changed out of my the tux into my street clothes, came downstairs, got like Jody, Ross, and Dirk, and brought them up to my room. I'm like, come on, say goodnight to Kylie, guys. And she's like in bed already. I'm like, guys, say goodnight. And then they kind of said goodnight and then left. Right. But I was fine at that point.
Yeah.
Once I puked, I was back on track.
Yeah, no, that's how you get back to neutral.
More beer.
Yeah. I do that all the time.
But that's called bulimia, Shannon.
No, I just excuse myself. Like, if I'm out drinking, puke, keep going.
Really? Does that happen often? Do you puke often when you go out?
Not often, but, like, probably, you know, I can think of, like, 3 or 4 times in the past year or two.
Okay, that's not that often.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit, so I just go out and throw up, and then I'm back in the game.
Do you put your finger down your throat and make yourself throw up?
No. I can just be like, ooh, I can either fight this, or I can just get it out and be good and keep going. And so I'll just go, and as soon as I see the toilet, it's like, nope, it's go time. And then you just do it and go back about your business.
Yeah.
Is it a lot of alcohol there or Coke?
No,
or
my body will
you
actually...
You don't puke out Coke.
My
body...
I don't know what the hell you're
my
doing.
Body will do this thing where like it won't even throw up food I've eaten. It'll just throw up
men's
just,
souls.
Just the alcohol.
Men's souls.
Those are fully digested. No, that's the only way to transition them.
So
to the other
only
side.
The liquid comes out?
Yeah, only just like the alcohol that my body was like,
well,
that's
whatever
too
else
much.
You may have ingested.
It keeps that too. It's not giving that up. Not that easy.
I'll swallow your soul. I'll swallow your soul.
All them babies.
She got some stomach babies.
It's like the river Styx in there. Oh, for those
Shannon
mythology
has like,
fans
like,
listening.
Has like sperm stalagmites hanging off her fucking uvula.
It's like Fraggle Rock in there. With more songs.
Shannon's Throat, the musical.
Oh my God.
They're on a soundtrack.
Oh.
So proud of you.
It's like Rent, except it's free.
Yep.
Right.
But with more AIDS.
Adam like always looks so disgusted by us.
I know.
He truly
is. Well, no,
because
you and I are both bad enough on our own.
He's a
but
decent
we get,
human.
When we get together, we are both like, we finally find that other person that's like, like the shitbag in me.
We're
like,
both garbage.
The shitbag in
yeah,
you. And we just feel free. Or it's like, no, I have validation. Like, this is normal. This is fine.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what it looks like. I'm like, is this normal? And then you say something and it makes it sound like it's normal.
And I'm like, oh, yeah,
and then
totally.
You feel like the weirdo.
And then I feel like a weirdo. Like,
I've never seen a tit pick. Is something wrong with me?
That's what we do. We take our nefarious nature and we project it in this way so that we can fool other people that are living
that
the righteous
right.
life that they're somehow the freak.
Right, and that's what I feel right
there's
now.
There's an art in that.
No, you know it.
Manipulation loves company.
Right. Yeah. Good. I'm proud of...
We found each other. We were meant to find each other.
Exactly.
I think so.
That's... We're both...
We're like besties.
It's like an entirely black yin-yang symbol.
Right. There's
no light. A circle, right?
There's just two little dots of light off in the distance.
And that's our spouses.
Yeah.
That's it. That's our spouses.
That's great. And the rest of it's...
And maybe some cum.
That's great.
Yeah. See, it sucks that no one ever listens to the end because that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was good.
No one ever makes it all this way.
Oh, no? No one listens?
We have like a 60% completion rate, which is better than mine. We have like a 60% on Stitcher like completion rate.
How do they monitor that?
There's metrics. And
I also listen in like...
Incrementally?
Yeah. So it's probably a lot of me.
Right.
It'll take me like...
But you listen on iTunes though, right?
Or I've been listening on Stitcher to give us the numbers.
Ah, thank you. Thank you.
Is that important?
So I'm all five
no,
of our
equally.
Viewers.
Oh, we have a lot. We've actually been going up. But now it's iTunes and Stitcher are the two main outlets. for where people would.
But there's no measurement for iTunes.
Right.
How many? So. But there's a stack. Is it measured against?
We were the number two riser.
And we
on
missed number
Stitcher.
One by like 40 spots.
Yeah.
We were the number two riser after Dalton and the Kid Rock.
And I also remember the first time I was on HV Funny, you guys.
Then and the Durkin episode.
Yeah, which also I was directly involved. I'm just saying, if you want to say that it was my star power.
I think
you might not be wrong.
When Dalton was here, we did have one. Liz said was a riser, but it wasn't two. Nothing was number two. We were almost number one. We should tank for a couple of weeks and then just fucking blast the fuck out of it.
Don't have to ask me twice.
So
we're like, let's have Izzo again.
Let's lay in the weeds.
Yeah, really. Same listeners, and you still, or you get
it varies. I'd say the average is about the same, and then it spikes once.
How
in a
many
while.
Listeners is
well,
it?
Again, I like I accrue hundreds of new Facebook friends a week at this point. So then every time that I post it, right. I mean, it's getting that much more.
Why don't
exposure.
You say this? Next one that you post, say I will fuck one of my Facebook friends. At random, please listen and just make it BJ or something.
Okay, perfect.
So there you go. I will fuck one of my Facebook friends before my wedding, at my wedding, if you just listen. I think we have a good amount. Like I mean, like I said, after Dalton was on, he mentioned it on his radio show. It did spike that week for sure. We had a good amount, but it's also hard to say because I think it's like predominantly iTunes.
Right.
So we only get the metrics on Stitcher. They don't give you any stats for iTunes. So I know for Stitcher, it goes up and down.
We are probably famous in Kazakhstan.
Right.
Oh, is it big?
I think so.
Oh, that's good.
I think so. Judging by my Facebook posts, I
oh,
think
is that,
that
right?
I might be. It's like David Hasselhoff only in Germany. I'm like the David Hasselhoff of, like, you know, Lithuania.
They like you. Your type.
I think so.
What's her type? Yes. Sassy?
I don't know. I don't know.
Sassy?
Sturdy
sassy?
Farm worker.
Is that right? Is that what it is?
Sassy brunette.
She looks like she could wrestle a sow and hitch
and
an
take
ox
a punch.
Yeah.
I could hit her once and she won't
she
die.
She could squat in a potato field. I could see that.
She could squat on a potato.
Do you have a lot of people from...
Have. I get a lot of, I would say, Middle
Mediterranean
Eastern,
guys, right?
But I also get a lot of like European, Russian,
and Hudson Valley
South
Comics.
American. I get all kinds of guys
you
from
let,
all over the U.S.
What? Out of the Hudson Valley Comics, did you get a lot of them?
Oh, we've been over this on one episode. She listed them that have, at least some of them that have propositioned her.
Oh, is that right?
Want to list them again? It'd be fun to bleep them out. Go ahead, list some. Tell Adam some guys that have tried to fuck you or said they wanted to.
Seriously. like all seriousness?
Yeah.
All hitting on you? Like
yeah.
With all their charm?
With what they're working with. I mean, yeah, the list goes on and on.
I'm
I mean,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, I know he would. He said that he would.
Did
he
say
he
that?
So much
did it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Don't keep we gotta keep beeping every time.
Yeah.
What?
I'm going to beep every name, so the more she says it, the more work it is for me.
He's threatened BJ to, like, duels and shit. Like, times where we've been on comedy competitions together, me, BJ, and he's like, this is it, BJ. Whoever gets through to the next round gets Shannon's hand in marriage.
So, they're all serious, though? They're all, like...
Yeah, and I mean, there's a zillion more, but it's kind of like... And there's a lot of ones where they haven't outright said anything, but it's very clear by you buying me drinks and the things that you
Who's
say.
Who's that?
It's like, oh, BJ's
Ooh.
Not here.
Really?
Who? Give me one of those.
Ooh.
It's not me.
How about has he ever done any?
Always buys me drinks and
Who?
Talks me.
I love him.
I don't know.
You know from
guy.
Creekside.
Who is it?
He always hangs out with like and
I gotta beep a lot of names now.
Good looking Greek guy.
Yeah, okay, I know who you're talking about.
I mean, always buys me drinks.
He doesn't try to fuck you, though. Come on. You
no,
think?
But he's flirty and he buys
really?
Me drinks. Yeah.
Wow, that's
buys me drinks. Yeah.
But are they buying like Jody and Meg
no, but
and Hope?
There's times
and
when
else
I go to Creekside
too?
Without BJ, and when
it's
I show
different.
Up without BJ, all the guys are like, oh, where's BJ tonight? Oh, do you want a drink?
Maybe
like,
they just know you have no cash.
Even when I did.
Motherfuckers is buying you drinks.
Yeah.
I buy you
Creekside.
Is he trying
always,
to fuck you?
Always.
Him, I don't got to bleep out.
Yo,
him.
You do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the word at Creekside? Okay, fine.
So, and they just come up and they're just drinking and then they're like, hey, you want
to
go home with me? Even though they're supposedly
no
friends.
No,
they're not
that.
Like, go home with me, but.
Would they do something? Wait, they're friends with BJ. This is where I get fucked up. They're friends with BJ.
This is the douchebaggery he's talking about.
This is what I'm talking about. And
Yeah, I mean, and John
then they were
definitely.
Wait,
I mean, there's a million people.
No, hold on, hold on.
Even
come on. He's happily married.
Ever since BJ and I got more serious, he's backed off quite a bit. But even once I was with BJ, I remember walking into Creekside and him, like, I was walking by and he just grabbed my arm and wink at me and stuff, you know.
The wink.
Just
the wink?
Yeah.
Has Adam Izzo ever been inappropriate? Ever?
No, I haven't.
Nothing.
Nothing. No. Because I like BJ. How can he be a douchebag?
No, but how about before that?
Before BJ, I mean, I don't think there was anything more than jokey flirting.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, was there jokey flirting with you and Adam Izzo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, I had her sit in my lap. was marshmallow trick was the old marshmallow. Yeah.
That was the ventriloquist. Fuck you. Hasn't been gross with you?
Yeah.
Your boy.
That is my boy. Boy. But let me ask you something. With knowing BJ, because a lot of these guys are friends with BJ, and this is, I'm not talking about before BJ, I'm talking about after the fact.
I think most people, if it came down to it, would feel horrible about themselves, but they'd do
it. It's not going
to
stop me on the ride home tonight.
Really?
It's a comedy show, fuckface.
He'll edit it out.
No, I won't. It's a comedy. What are we all going to get butt hurt on a comedy show?
Well, yeah, I'm very sensitive. You know that.
Not you.
Douchebag.
You're not the one I'm worried about at this moment.
Yeah, because listen to me. So this is what I'm
talking about. Listen
to me. No. This is what I'm talking about being douchebags. I don't hate anybody, but.
You don't like people's behavior. You don't agree with the way that their morality.
Yeah, Izzo's going to call me a cab right now. That's.
No. You don't think it's a douchebag thing?
I think it's Shannon's responsibility not to cheat on BJ, not other guys.
No, because, well, I do agree with that. I do
agree
with
that. Knowing him is different.
And I don't, so that works out.
No. I agree with that, but you also know, so you don't.
If you know the boyfriend or fiance or husband, it makes it very dickish. It's always dickish. But if you don't know the person and this person you're attracted to wants to cheat on their spouse or boyfriend.
No, I'm not talking about that. They know BJ.
It's fucked up, but it's still Shannon's responsibility.
And again, not all those guys that I listed are outright saying, I'm going to fuck you. But I talk to them alone, like outside having a cigarette or they're buying me drinks at the bar talking to me alone, there's a vibe
Long
and a body
kissing.
Language. And
what
you
is
know,
that like? What is that?
Flirty.
So I want to try to do this.
So who?
I don't know. Maybe you. I don't know. I'm just going to try it. What is it? What's the vibe?
It would be the type of thing like, you know how like you and I will talk at Creekside and we'll both be leaning up against a table or something and just chit-chatting. It would be the difference between you just continuing talking to me that way or just kind of like leaning in closer and kind
so
of
gross.
Smiling and saying like, you want a drink?
Oh, like, that's what I do? You gotta
that's
lean
all you
like, got
to do. It's say
face?
You want a drink. You got to lean in
close face.
And sometimes it helps if the music's playing, the guy will lean in even closer.
I can't hear
like
you.
Whisper in your ear and be like, hey, you want a drink? You know, and just
lick
being
your
that close to your
ear.
Not
it.
Licking, but, you know, just having that
if
closeness.
I licked your earlobe, though, would that close the deal? Would that seal the deal?
Yeah, sure.
No,
for
has
me.
Anybody ever done that? Has everybody just like, you want me to buy you a drink and then just licked your earlobe? That would be fucking disgusting. I would
no, not
like a wet
after.
Willy, like a fucking wet willy.
No, I mean like the drink can lead to that, but not directly after.
No, like yeah, like hey, can I buy you a drink? And then
God, that's horrible.
Not outright like that.
I'm gonna do that next time I see you in public, though.
Oh, that's fine. Just you can sake. Do it nonchalantly while you're sniffing my hair, as you do
once or twice.
I think it's douchey.
I'm into hair care products. It is douchey, of course it's douchey, but again, if forget even Shannon. If a person is willing to cheat on their significant other, the onus is on them, and their relationship
that's
clearly
not
is
your
either
circus, not your monkeys.
Right, exactly. That well put. But that
would you cheat?
No,
not on this one.
Not on this one.
Have you ever not cheated before?
Oh, I've cheated
on every boyfriend, right?
Not every. No.
What percentage? 80.
But normally, what it was
they've
is they'd
first.
Cheat
was,
on me,
right,
and then
right,
it was like retaliation.
50
so.
Times over.
Right.
With family members.
I would never cheat on someone first.
Pants
this
off.
This is the
if
unusable
I give Ian,
episode.
Ian, if I give Ian enough drugs, he'll take his pants off.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you don't even really need
why,
the drugs.
Why would you want that?
Oh, you're so
you just
sexy.
Have to
because
be
you
in a
remember the beginning of the episode,
area.
You said your penis
happens.
Was a masterpiece.
I didn't say that. I said I'm
didn't you say that?
I show it off sometimes.
Yeah, but you don't even take the right picture. You got to get from underneath it.
I didn't know it was bottoms up.
Well, it's
no one told me.
This is
I want to see a strong cleft. You're going to see it. I want to see Adam Izzo's chin looking back
right,
at it.
Right, dude, right.
I'll put it next to it.
Right.
I'll take them together.
That's awesome.
Can I put my dick on your chin?
Yes, any day of the week.
How about right now?
No.
You could line your hole up with his dimple.
Yeah. That would be good.
We'll fill two holes at once.
It would be like an infinity loop.
Two holes at one bone.
Nice. That's fantastic. Now, is any of this going to probably make it?
Yeah, most of it.
You think?
I think most of it will make it.
Nothing I was, trust his judgment.
What's too bad?
I don't even listen back. What it is I wait for the phone call from BJ like Tuesday during the day.
It's like, oh, really?
So I'll get a text listening to the Loose News. So that's almost like my warning he gives me to kind of like come clean about certain things.
If you remember.
And then I'll just kind of be like, oh, awesome. And then I'll get be like, oh, this is hysterical so far. And then I get another one where I'm like, yeah, didn't love blah, blah, blah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Like, I did this thing. We were driving in the car the other day. We were on our way to, like, some wedding something. And I started talking about something about dick sucking. And I was like, yeah, no, I should know because I am a notorious dick sucker. And so now that's become his thing for me. He just calls me up and he's like, how are you doing today? Notorious.
Is that... That's great. And like, you said that on the show?
No, I just said that to him in the car. Like, oh, and you know what I'm talking about because I'm a notorious dick sucker.
Who says that?
I just say that. A notorious dick sucker would say that.
I mean, so unbelievable.
Now, but instead of being like mad about it, he just like jokingly calls me notorious all the time.
Has he ever gotten really pissed at something you said or done? And then he's
the only things.
In real life or the podcast?
No, in the podcast. Yeah, in the podcast and in just
sometimes
doing the comedy
circuit. Sometimes
he listens
to things and he's like, oh my God.
Didn't
like,
the potato peeler freak him out? Or the carrots, whatever the fuck
it was? He just wanted to know the logistics, right. I think. But he was like, God damn it. You know?
He's like,
I have to murder everybody.
What has
bothered seriously,
him?
Does anything really, like, he's like, I'm not talking to you
the
right
thing, now. Well, for that way, I do cut episodes. So there are certain things that
I understand that, but I'm just saying anything that...
He's never gotten that mad about anything. We've never had that kind of big fight.
And we're back on the Loose News.
Is that right?
Well, that's what we say when it's time to cut something out and don't have the drastic cut.
Yeah.
Because I am an editing master, I'll tell you that, but sometimes you just can't splice it together.
It's become a running joke where, like, every time it's like, and we're back, they just know we've gone on some tangent.
A tangent or something that's a little bit risque. Right.
Yeah, something that got too real.
So, listeners... You know the stuff that Shannon Cook and I and our guests do say on this show. Can you imagine the stuff that we don't
let us... Imagine what you don't hear. Imagine if we were live.
We couldn't do it live. No way. I would not do it live.
We
not
would both be desperately single.
Or we'd be together, I guess.
Yeah. In exile.
Miserable.
Banished.
We'd be fucking each other in Adam's basement. We'd be in Adam's basement. What are you talking about?
Which is
you
the
guys
Australia.
Were together, I would give you guys... I'm just going to...
Don't tell me we wouldn't last. You know we'd last.
No. Which one would kill themselves first?
Kill themselves?
Yeah, first.
Ooh, neither.
No,
why would
no,
we kill
no,
ourselves?
No, no. Oh, come on.
Come on, we'd have like threesomes.
We'd let the drugs handle that.
Yeah, we don't.
Oh, is that right? You just kill yourselves in drugs.
It'd be like Romeo and Juliet.
See who's is that right? You'd just be like first.
would you get him drugged and push him off the bridge, wouldn't you?
Why?
No.
What would I do to deserve that?
We're both self-destructive enough that it's really just a waiting game.
We're the Black Yang. Don't forget.
Yeah.
We have no yin. We're all yang.
No, yin is
sorry.
The dark.
We're all yin. We're all yin.
You're
no
all
yang.
Yeah. You're all in.
There's no yang between us.
No, nope. There's not. There's not even no...
There's
no... There's no yang.
There's not one ray of hope here.
That's why we have Henry on, to give us some yang.
Right. He's got a yang, I'll tell you.
Yang Chung tonight.
Unbelievable. Well, listen.
We got to put the first half up first. I mean, the second half up first, because no one ever makes it this far, and it's so much funnier than earlier.
Right. I agree. That happens to us a lot.
Because you're just getting warmed up talking and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Right. Warmed up.
Is that what it is?
12 beers deep.
Once I get to the second half, I'm sloshed enough that like there's no more filter.
Sometimes we
and
have
I just
40.
Say whatever
you
I want.
Ever,
I say whatever
does.
I want, and then I just go, you can just cut that later.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. I trust you.
You'll figure it out. And I'm good. I do know what to cut, I think. At this point, I know what's the sore spots.
But do you really have a filter?
She has a great... You know how many people think she likes them? She has a huge filter. She hates... Hey, guys, she hates you.
I hate everybody. No, I've got a very prominent filter when it comes to certain things. And then when it's like things like sex and drugs and experiences, fine. No problem. I could talk about that all day with no shame. When it comes to like real human emotion or very real personal things, closed book.
Or confrontation.
Right. Yeah.
You don't like personal confrontation.
Have you had a confrontation with anybody?
Not if I can help.
Not that you fought back either.
No, and usually my confrontation is I have everything in my head that I want to say, and then it comes out as like, I was just wondering if...
Are you still mad at me?
I feel like there Oh, and a weird vibe.
Is that right? You do the weird vibe thing?
I
love that.
I've got no heart for confrontation or like discourse.
Me neither.
In that respect, I just...
You're full of shit.
Of course I am.
Yeah, you're full of shit. You like it.
I don't like... No. No, I do not like it. I just don't back away from it. Like, see, Shannon's been in situations where she's been like...
You got labeled. So everyone...
But as the bridge burner?
No, but just in general. Like anything.
By who? Who's labeled me? Wait, I write? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Whatever you write.
Where? Like on Facebook?
On Facebook, or do you do a joke or anything?
I seem like a dick?
I don't know. People just take it to the wrong. You know what
I
mean?
I don't know. I mean, I don't look for trouble.
No, I don't think your intentions are bad, but I think you come.
He didn't choose this life.
No, I know it was chosen for him. It was, but you know what I'm talking about. I mean, come on. There's a bunch of situations where if I put down what you put down,
correct,
people wouldn't call and correct me. Or yell at me.
I guess in that case that you're referring to, there is a history that I think was a little sensitive.
You know those scenes in movies where the bad guy, like walking in slow motion, like throws open like a leather trench coat and just like pulls out guns in slow motion? That's how Laz is in every situation. Whereas you don't give off that vibe. So like when Laz says something, as soon as Laz opens his mouth in a conversation, before the words even come out, you have that feeling of like a slow motion, like...
Really?
Yeah. That's good, probably. Good
yeah,
analogy.
That's what I see in my head where it's like, what's gonna happen?
Right. Is he gonna, you know?
But I don't feel that from you. Like, oh,
right, I'm gonna attack.
The other shoe's about
to
drop.
No, you're a nice man.
No, you're a good guy, but.
You are a sweetheart.
Hell yeah.
But
thank you, guys.
Outwardly, you're a bad boy. You're a bad boy.
I think, but you know what? I'm drawn to the flame. I do like very, I like danger.
He likes danger, but he doesn't like the danger back. He doesn't like the things back.
I don't like consequences. No, who does?
Okay, he's like the Heisenberg in that he is the danger, but he doesn't want.
I don't bring it home.
The danger
right.
coming at him.
But I've been in some. No, that's not true. It's not even that. It's just I don't like. I get sensitive. I don't want to say to criticism, but when somebody tells me what to do who hasn't earned the right to tell me what to do, I get very bothered by that. Right. When I get lectured by someone, I get bothered by that.
I think to me, though, you have to just feel like if you already see yourself as above that, when it comes, it's almost like you just kind of laugh and ignore it because
it's like,
that's the thing.
But that said, then my feelings do get hurt.
Yeah.
My feelings do get hurt, but
it's almost like I'm the opposite where it's like I don't want confrontation, but when something like that happens,
it
won't stick in my. But, you like, know, Ian's it's not going to bother me the way it bothers you. I'll be kind of like, whoa, what's that
about?
Because
I'm also, it's dual. One, it bothers me, the actual person who called me out. But then it also maybe it makes me introspective where I'm then questioning even like, did I do something
that's
shitty?
Well, that's the part that upsets you.
Right.
That's the real part that upsets you, it's the having to question yourself.
And then I buy fruit baskets.
And that's like, how dare you question me. It's how dare you make me question myself.
See, and the way.
Fair point.
Right. And the way I look at Ian is like, you know how you said he comes out and he draws the guns? And then he shoots people,
myself.
Right?
No,
and then he shoots people. But
when they're like, ow, why the fuck did you shoot me? He's like, hey, man.
No, it's not.
Hey,
it's not
now.
Even.
I'm a snake,
the way
silly.
I take it is like, someone will say, Ian just shot someone. Yeah, you know, I knew that. That's Ian. So why are you taking it so seriously?
You just refer to the I'm a snake story.
From Natural Born Killers.
Yes.
Right. No, but I'm just like, that's
silly.
Ian. So it's like.
What you're saying is I'm a dick.
No, I'm just saying like when you shoot someone, that's Ian. So what's the, I don't understand. Like some people have certain things that you know, like their personalities. Like I know he doesn't mean to kill the person. He meant to just do a flesh wound.
Yeah.
And the guy happened to get shot in the heart. But this is, he wasn't like, his intention wasn't there. His intention wasn't to kill him.
Nobody sees the stingray coming.
Right.
Like,
you know what I mean?
I was just trying to float by. And I got stabbed in the heart.
And then he pulls it out. And if he left it in there, he would have lived.
Well, I got to pull it out so I could spray it everywhere.
Right. Well, that's the problem. Then you bleed to death, you fucking sick bastard.
That'll be blood. And we're back.
That's funny.
Adam,
yes.
Anything you want to say in close? I know you're getting tired.
I just want to say thank you very much for wasting my evening.
Likewise.
And
thanks for having us at Studio 206.
Yeah, this is great. No.
Great.
Listen, it's been a while since I've been on here, so I appreciate you guys having me back.
Anytime.
Thank you.
In fact, the episode with after my orgy when you were in, I forget the Cupcake Tits and Man Ass was one of our most listened to episodes when you were on.
And I wasn't on it.
Yeah, you were on it.
I was on it.
That was right after the orgy.
Well, that's
and we had a fun talk. It was awesome.
He gave it the Izzo bump.
So if you've enjoyed this show, listen back to Cupcake Tits and Man Ass.
Oh, and please check out the Adam Izzo show on YouTube.
Please do that. Yeah, subscribe, like, that. Share it.
It's a shooting star.
You want to be
hit it while it's hot.
Email us at adamizzoshow@gmail.com. Loose Noose on
Please
Facebook.
Send dick pics.
Dick pics. Tit pics. Ladies, dick Adam pics. Has never gotten a dick or tit pics. Send it to him.
Dude, if I start getting dick pics.
Adam, I want the gnarliest dicks you got.
What is it? Adam.izzo@gmail.com.
Send me your sick, your cold, your poor dick.
All of a sudden, I'll be like.
Your huddled dicks yearning to be seen.
Oh, my God. No, do not. Send money. Send money and look at my Amazon list.
Do you have an Amazon list? You don't. You don't even know what that is, probably.
I don't know. I heard.
Don't spread your butt cheeks. What else?
Yeah. Don't.
Don't.
Swallow. What do you swallow?
Wait, what? Pride?
Shannon,
dignity.
Hopes, dreams.
Dead babies.
Souls.
That's funny.
Men's souls.
Just throw up the liquid. Remember that.
Girl. Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Keep the food you just got to get the poison out.
All right. This has been the Loose News. Thanks for listening,
hey,
everybody.
Thank you guys.
Peace out. All right.